Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I'm DM Neil, aka Joltmaniac, and we have a very special guest with us, freelance designer, I believe the lead developer for Encoded Designs, and none other than Sean Merwin.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to our little Cobalt discussion here.
Yeah, so for this one, we're going to tie back to episode number 71, The Big Con, and it should come as no surprise that the guest from that episode was Sean Merwin.
That was me.
So I like to call it the Inspireception. The circle will now be complete. And so this one is DMnastics number 58, Crazy Kobold Carnage. And so a piece that came out of that episode that inspired me was when you brought up high-level play with only kobolds in there.
Yeah, you know, I always love to use low-level monsters to challenge high-level characters, and, you know, kobolds are the ultimate in low-level monsters as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, that's where that came from, and, you know, I made an offhand comment, and now all this is coming from it, so that's cool.
Yeah, all I can think of is the third edition, The Sunless Citadel, where it was Meepo, I think, was the kobold in there, and I think I plagued my players with that recurring character for level after level. So what I did for this one is I just went on the old Google and spent probably way too much time finding some of the coolest art for kobolds I've ever seen. So first and foremost, definitely head to the forums and check that out. Some of these I don't even know how to begin to describe, and I love that people came up with them. The idea was to just take it and run with it. And so Sean and I have both picked our favorites from those forum posts. And Sean, I'll let you talk about your favorite right now. And what was the class for that one?
That was a fighter using the Eldritch Knight archetype. Its ultimate goal was to destroy the human colony that had exterminated his clan and stole their territory. And the secondary goal was to take the heads of the specific humans who killed his mate and his children.
Ah. I love that you used the backwards DM, because I always try and say the person's forum name and I just get really confused. You sir, have changed my mentality, and forevermore, Rhett Sam, that's all I can say, is going to be referred to as the backwards DM.
Yeah, well, I kept trying to say it to myself and I couldn't do it, even though he spelled it phonetically, but it's the backwards DM because it's Dungeon Master spelled backwards. So I'm like, yeah, now he's the backwards DM.
Done. It's permanent. Permanent change. Done.
And so it shall be.
Yes. What were some of the other pieces that you liked out of this one?
Well, I just liked the fact that the two of my favorite things about the kobolds are that they are crafty and that they kind of have this connection to dragons and to dragon magic. So the Eldritch Knight kind of, you know, itched both of those scratches, or scratched both of those itches, depending on how you like to say that phrase. It touched on both of those. It focused on kind of the sniping and the trap laying sneakiness, while, you know, backing that up with that magic. And, you know, the history also, I think, fits in well with a kobold who normally would be cowardly, but driven to, you know, this vengeful state by the humans who invaded his colony.
Yeah, I like this one. And again, the art piece is impressive. And this actually has stats for what I believe, and I don't want to make too many. Well, it's 5th edition. It's the Eldritch Knight. Never mind. And it says 5th edition on it. So there are also 5th edition stats if you wanted to drop this kobold right into your game.
Yep.
So for mine, I chose Grocknor, the Almighty Mad. And the picture for this is a terrifying skeleton, undead monstrosity of a kobold. And the class is Warlock. And their goal is to revive the race and lead them into a new age of conquest and supremacy, as any good evil leader would want to do. I think, though, where is it? My favorite part is that he's referred to as the Mad is because even though he is this skeletal abomination, that's how he views everyone else, and he thinks he's still alive and doing just fine. But everyone else is very undead to him, which just leads to so much. Like, I almost don't want the players to have to kill this guy. I want them to learn how crazy he is first.
Right. You would have to really work him into an adventure slowly and drop these clues for the players, because if you just put him in the middle of a room and everyone just starts blasting him, you really don't get that, you know, great backstory that was created here.
Yeah, and have the essentially have them interact with other people, or not? Well, potentially other people, especially other kobolds, where they're talking about him, and then they have some sort of dialogue with him, only to find out how mad he truly is.
Exactly.
And that one was from Grimhelm. All right, with that, though, we are going to lift the mental weights as we do, and we're going to do that right now. One of the ones I was thinking about was the one that has wings,
mm-hmm.
just because that seems like a really simple solution to making like a high-level kobold, but then like the cool dragon aspects behind it.
Right. Yeah, the two that they place in the monster manual, which I was kind of disappointed with because, you know, even in fourth edition, they had, you know, four or five different kinds and some that use magic and some that are more defenders. So when I looked in the monster manual for the first time, I went right to kobolds pretty much because I love kobolds to see what they did with this edition. And it was the regular kobold. I was like, okay, regular kobold. And then the winged kobold. Like, okay, that's cool. Where's all the other cool ones? But as you said, you know, giving a kobold wings, especially at low level, makes that a pretty powerful creature because they can only be hit by ranged attacks at that point.
Well, yeah, and then the increase in mobility. And I love that this one is also armored up. Armored, shield, and spear. It's just like, okay, here we go. And just doing almost flyby attacks and how difficult that would be for low-level play or even higher-level play if you're going to go down the road of giving them levels in fighter or any other character class.
Yeah, and especially if you give them something, like you said, flyby attack, even if you give them the goblin's ability to use a bonus action to withdraw or dash, that, you know, adds that much more mobility and ways you can use the creature in your adventure.
Definitely. So then, to give it a little bit of the fluff piece, how would we go about saying that the kobolds receive their wings?
Yeah, the monster manual basically just says every once in a while a kobold is born with wings and they are both envied, you know, by regular kobolds, but also kind of feared. So there's a little bit of a jealousy involved, which if I were creating a world into which these kobolds would fit, I would say that just by virtue of being born with wings, they are the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're serving a dragon, say, they are promoted to some sort of specialized group that the dragon uses as special forces.
Okay, yeah, because then the image here almost looks like they have an aspect of dragon on them. Like this one's starting to have blue scales along the head and shoulders, and it would almost seem, like you were saying, playing off of that, like they're the chosen guard of the dragon, and then they could have even further aspects. You know, and if it were a red, maybe they have the fire breath weapon, from above, no less.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Perfect.
And even if they don't have any great magic abilities or anything, which I think they should, but if they don't, one of the things that I've always played with, if a kobold group is serving a dragon, that dragon is going to give them magic or give them specialized weapons with which to fight the bad guys, or in our case, the good guys.
They're bad guys.
Exactly.
They're trying to take our stuff and kill our dragon. They're bad.
Exactly. So, you know, seeing the kobold here with a spear and a shield and like a chain shirt would say, hey, not only is that something that a regular kobold doesn't have, but they may be magical or there may be something special about these weapons.
So there was one that was posted by KJ Magel, and it was essentially what appears to be a kobold bard.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to get your opinion on that wonderful piece of art there as he's just leaning back, belting out a glorious tune, I'm sure.
Yeah, I did. I saw that one and I was very intrigued by that. Both the kind of cartoony nature of the picture as opposed to some of the other ones that had a more realistic look. But even the magic that's coming out of his mouth looks different than what I think a bard would do. So I would almost create a more dragony kind of bard, I guess, using more dragon magic as opposed to your typical bardic magic. I don't know how I would do that. I have to think about it a little more, but I love that image.
Yeah, almost getting some middle ground between runes and magical notes is kind of the idea I'm getting from what you've said and now the way that these notes kind of appear.
Exactly.
Almost as if they're writing music in Draconic.
Yes.
And then, like, that's the power that they wield.
Yeah, exactly. They start out looking like regular music notes, but then they turn into something that's definitely more arcane, draconic looking, for sure.
It's awesome.
One of my favorites is the image of the kobold that looks very, very dragon-like and wreathed in fire.
And seems to have no problem with it at all.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be too disturbed by this. And one of the things, if I was going to sit down and create a high-level kobold for the PCs to deal with, it would be kind of a monk-sorcerer mix, kind of like for 3rd edition they had the Enlightened Fist, I believe, that used monk-like abilities with magic. And there is an archetype for the current monk that's called the Way of the Four Elements, mm-hmm. where you can kind of, you know, create magic and use it with your key. So I would downplay the key part of the monk for this and go more with the sorcerer type, even though I would kind of try to combine the two to make the kobold more hardy than a typical kobold is thought to be, but definitely wreathed in this elemental magic that you associate with dragons.
Definitely. I think one of the funnest things about the kobold, in definitely making sure that they're tied back to that draconic bloodline, that draconic element, is that as long as you're willing to do that, you get to have so many ideas to play with. Because it's called Dungeons and Dragons for a reason, and there are a lot of dragons that you can then make these kobolds tie back to. I mean, even just the elements themselves is a super quick handful that the kobolds can feel completely different from each other, just using your common chromatic dragon to use as a base. But fire, yeah. Fire is always the funnest, in my opinion.
Sure. And you could even associate these kobolds. Maybe there's one kobold in the world for each color chromatic dragon, somehow tied back to Tiamat, maybe. And these are like the ultimate kobold form for a red dragon or a black dragon. Yeah, so when I see this image of this kobold wreathed in fire, that's where my mind goes to, this kind of platonic, you know, ideal of a red dragon kobold.
Yeah, it almost makes me think of the, like, going through the tiers of dragon, if you will, and it's almost like an ancient red kobold rather than an ancient red dragon.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrifying. Oh. I love it because how unassuming it seems until things get started with, yeah. Like the players walk into this cavern where they know that, air quote, a dragon is, and then all they see is this kobold, and then they have to fight it, and then the flame just erupts forth, and now they're making saves against the flame, saves against fear. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to round us out, the best one that we need to talk about, and I feel that we would be remiss if we did not talk about it, was the piece of art that I found where there is a kobold archer riding, would that be a weasel or a mongoose?
I would say I thought that's got to be a dire weasel looking at it.
Okay, I'm with you. Yes, dire weasel. And there's a second one in the back. Oh, no, there's like a whole herd of them now that I'm looking at it more.
Yeah, that is an incredible piece of art right there, with the kobold grasping more arrows with its tail as if ready to just, you know, reach back and keep shooting and shooting several arrows per round.
Yeah, I'm trying to find what you call a group of weasels.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because it's always something hilarious.
Huh. That's a good question.
It's a boggle, a gang, a pack, and confusion. Done. It's confusion. That is the answer.
A confusion of weasels?
Yeah. So a group of weasels is definitely called a confusion of weasels. And I feel that that is an apt name if this is what came out of a forest charging your players. But like you said, and I'll post the question to you, but have you seen before where a kobold has like a prehensile tail to use almost as a third arm?
I have not. Often see them with tails, obviously, yeah. but not to the point that you see it here.
Yeah, and that, like you said, it looks like this one is definitely in charge, and you're going to give classes of potentially ranger, or you could still go down the fighter route if that's what you wanted and focus on archery. But the dire weasel mount is amazing and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah. It is good stuff.
Yeah, if you want to take your kobolds to even a greater level, go ahead and put them on dire weasels as mounts, and you will get there quickly. Well, I think with that, sir, we have given the listeners more than enough ammo to create some amazing kobolds to plague their players with. And if people wanted to hear more from you, see more from you, all kinds of stuff, where would they go and how would they do it?
Oh, there's lots of ways to find me. First of all, I love to talk about gaming and D&D and RPGs. So if you want to talk, find me on Twitter at Sean Merwin. I also host a podcast called Down with D&D, which you can find wherever you find your podcasts. It's part of the Misdirected Mark Network. Coming out soon should be a free adventure from Wizards of the Coast that I helped design as a companion to Volo's Guide to Monsters. Oh. So hopefully by the time this drops, that will be out and about and available. But if it's not, as soon as this comes out, then you can find it within a, you know, a couple of weeks on the DMs Guild. And you can always go to the DMs Guild and search on Sean Merwin to find some of the work I've done, either freelance on my own or as part of the D&D Adventurers League. And I also do work for Encoded Designs. So if you check out EncodedDesigns.com, you can see some of the D&D or non-D&D work that we've done there.
Definitely. And all of that will be in the show notes. And then, as always, if you want to get a hold of us here and you don't like using only 140 characters, you can email us at dmnastics@gmail.com. But if 140 characters is enough, you can go follow us at dmnastics on Twitter. And definitely go check out the Block Party Podcast Network at, surprise, blockpartypodcastnetwork.com to see all of the other shows. So with that, I just want to implore the listeners to join up on the forums and take part in these challenges and exercises, as well as all of the other conversations being had.
So head over to the dungeonmastersblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?
Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting, I did over 1,000. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.